This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, preparing foster children for success as adults. But first, Northern Kentucky organizations are partnering in projects to spark creativity, develop community, and help local residents make home repairs and grow more of their own food. The Center for Great Neighborhoods awarded a grant to the digital branch of the Kenton County Public Library to create Forge, a makerspace and mini library. The Center, Kenton County Public Library, and Wolf Tree Farms are working together to offer free tool rentals to area residents for home improvement and gardening. Here to discuss the Forge and Empower Tools programs are Center for Great Neighborhoods Program Manager of Community Development, Kate Green, Kenton County Public Library Digital Librarian, Ann Schoenberger, and Manager of the William Durr Branch of the Kenton County Public Library, Paul Duria. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Paul, Ann, and Kate, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Kate, tell us about the partnership formed between the center and these two programs, how that came about.
Sure. So the Center for Great Neighborhoods is a community development corporation in Covington, Kentucky. We've been around for 41 years. And one of the things that we're most passionate about is skills development and having every resident of Covington contribute to the betterment of their community and share their gifts and talents with other residents. And so both of these projects sort of embody that theme. Both of us started this year with the center. So the first one, as you said, is a makerspace called Forge. That is a result of our Creative Community Grant as part of our Creative Placemaking Initiative. Those are $5,000 grants to artists who want to tackle locally identified issues. And we actually have another round open right now that's due on June 26th. Monday, actually. And so those are soliciting ideas from artists, and Anne had a very creative, fantastic idea to build skills development and leadership in Covington. The other partnership is Empower Tools, and that was initiated through a planning grant that we received last year from the Kresge Foundation called Freshlow. And so it's using food as a platform for neighborhood revitalization. And what we did was a data assessment and data collection phase for 4 months, and we solicited ideas and needs and opportunities from residents, from hundreds of residents in the West Side neighborhood of Covington. And one of the things that we just kept hearing over and over is, hey, I would love, speaking of fresh food, I would love the access to resources and tools to be able to grow my own food at home, but I need the knowledge and I need the equipment. And so this idea was born, and then, you know, nobody makes a better partner in the lending world than the library. And so the center approached the library to help us figure out how that lending system would work. They were totally on board and excited about the idea. And then we approached Wolf Tree Farms for a location because they have a great location right off Pike Street. And the owner of Wolf Tree Farms, Gus Wolf, is a very active resident and committed to, you know, Covington as a community.
So we've got Forge and we've got Empower Tools.
Yes.
Let's start with Forge. And that, Anne, is what you've been working on. How do you describe this to people?
Usually I say a community makerspace.
Okay.
It's basically a studio full of tools and equipment. So it's an open space where anyone can come to use the tools and get together and make things, basically. So it's the library world has sort of been shifting this way, and moving beyond what people think of as the library as a place of only books. And we've done that since technology has started expanding. So as music turned to CDs, and it just keeps expanding. So the makerspace is a way to get a full experience with the library.
This is where you can unleash your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where is it located, Anne?
It's located where the center is located. So it's on Martin Luther King Boulevard and formerly known as 12th Street in Covington. So there's studio spaces for artists and businesses, and we're just one of those along. So we're embedded in the community there.
Mm-hmm. And this was a building that was rehabbed, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, it was a former Hellman Lumber Mill. We opened it on September of last year. It was a $2.1 million renovation, a really important key part for that boulevard, especially. There's a lot of vacant properties around there since they widened the street. And so it's 8 artist studios, 2 community event spaces, and the center's headquarters.
Now, how is this a way for the library to reach out to the public, Anne?
Well, the center has been in sort of the communities group in Covington forever. So it's a natural collaboration for us because they have been doing this, and we have the resources. So bringing the resources to another physical location makes a lot of sense for those who can't maybe make it over to the other branch. And some of it is too just people's you sort of have a natural habit of where you go. So the people that are coming in the building and out of the building, we can connect with them. The people all walking down the street, we can connect with them. They can peek in and say, "What's going on here?" And so that's sort of like I always think of it in terms of the community, our neighbors around the space. How can we, start engaging with them and having them be able to use this space in a different way.
You find you're getting some people who might not traditionally use a library involved in the library this way?
Absolutely. One of the things that we do is a coding group. That's been one of my most popular programs.
And you're talking about computer coding,
computer
right?
Computer coding, and this is adults and children. That's a movement that's the 21st century skills that's a part of K through 12, it's also coming into libraries and people who have maybe they're switching careers. So we meet weekly just to learn people who want to change careers and explore coding. And I've seen people go from not knowing it to new careers, like over and over again. So it's really exciting for us to see that.
What kind of hours do you have for this?
Well, right now it's sort of set up for organizations. So we have special events. We work with organizations to come into the building and work there. So, for example, we have a button maker. So an organization could come in and make buttons for their group. And, like the local school did that. And then we have ongoing events that we have a schedule for. For example, the next big one is July 7th. It's Friday night. It's intended for family, so it's for the whole family to come and make things. In this case, it's going to be Cardboard City, which is we're going to create a giant cardboard city with the help of artist Christian Schmidt, who is a cardboard expert, I would say. And we're going to make a city with robots, so self-driving cars, and the robots are a little device called Ozobots, which are very—they're very easy to use. You just turn them on, and you draw lines, and they follow them. So we're going to make this living city, and that's open to all ages. And that's Friday, July 7th.
How often do you see kids getting involved in these things?
The kids are the leaders in this. They okay. just jump right in. They will do anything, and if you think about the jobs of the future. What they're saying is there's different things. There's going to be robots that we're going to have to learn how to code and we're going to have to manage. But there's also the people skills, all the things you can't download. So you get to see sort of the project-based learning happening where kids are working together and making is a great way for them to try out things without any pressure. So they can just see what can I do, and if you fail, it's just a cool failure. Yeah. It's just a cool looking failure.
Like you were saying, you can just be creative here and try all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Kate, what are the benefits of something like this for the community?
For the community, I think especially having Anne and Forge in the Hellman Creative Center and the space, we're trying to figure out how do we get more people to use that space. I think it becomes another touch point for them to find resources, for them to get involved in maybe a beautification effort or maybe a cultural sharing experience. for us, we've seen the ants bringing in new groups of people. So our reach is broadening, and then we can, you know, get people involved in our youth leadership programs or our financial well-being programs or something like that. And so I think it sort of just spirals, whatever that one point of connection is, and then it can become something bigger and more, it can sort of envelope that person or that participant into a greater purpose.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry. I was just going to add a little bit there on that. And I think something the library is consciously trying to get involved with is putting our librarians in places where those other change agents in the community exist. So working side by side with people near the center and at the center puts us in touch with those people who are going to engage in those prospects, in those projects. And I think engagement and empowerment is a lot about what this whole project is about, both Forge and Empower Tools. And to build on a little bit of what Anne said, building those skills is something both the library and the center is you know, passionate about and dedicated to, and that workforce development is an area that the library is strategically going to be focusing on in the next 3-4 years, as we've been asked by the state to kind of step up our efforts and see what we can do to help bridge those gaps. How do we support education? How do we support the workforce, develop those new skills, and help those people, whether they're learning new skills or transitioning from workplaces? So it's all working very cohesively and together, I think, to kind of do it cooperatively rather than all on our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a big thing for libraries is access. So we're making sure that everybody in the community has access to the same opportunities. So the library makes available, for example, we lend out Wi-Fi hotspots for people that may not have internet. We sometimes assume that everybody has everything, but in the community, the center and the library are dedicated to everybody.
So all these digital resources, they really have changed the traditional library a great
Absolutely.
Deal.
Absolutely. That's one thing that that we want to sort of emphasize is the we somehow can't get rid of the brand of books. But people ask me, what do you do? And they say, oh, you're a librarian. Oh, you must read a lot. I'm like, yes, I do. But and they're, where do you work? Which library do you work? And I say, like, I don't work. I work in the cloud. I don't work at a library. I work in the as a digital librarian. A lot of the work I do is just on the internet and the web, and then bringing it to hands-on learning. The aspect of using your hands and using your whole body is very important for kids, and some of it's being lost in the digital world. So it's sort of this, it's both things. It's really interesting to me that you're providing new things with technology, but then you're taking it back to what we really need is human experiences. Mm-hmm. So it we're really a generalist organization. We and a human oriented organization.
And you get to work in the cloud. How cool is that?
Yeah, can I work in the cloud? It's very cozy.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us, 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, here to discuss the Forge and Empower Tools programs. Our Center for Great Neighborhoods Program Manager of Community Development, Kate Green, Kenton County Public Library Digital Librarian Ann Schoenberger, and Manager of the Covington Branch of the Kenton County Public Library, Paul Durier. You can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Paul, it's your turn to tell us about Empower Tools.
Sure.
How empowering is this?
Hopefully very. I think that's the goal, is to, as Kate was referencing before, is just, and Anne alluded to with the notion of access, is removing some of those barriers that may exist for people, whether it be knowledge or actual tools, to actually do those things, to improve themselves or their property inside, outside. The goal of this is kind of focused on the centers from the outdoor gardening, food production side. The library side of it, this is something we had been talking about over the last few years, kind of coinciding with our Library of Things concept that has morphed into things like loaning telescopes and microscope kits, camera rentals, and things like that for people to kind of take their learning to the next level, to not just read it in a book, but have something to practice with and experience and maybe instill a new passion or inspire themselves to do something creative. So at this point, when we worked on that, the library looked at more from the power tools lending, like inside home repair and renovation. So one of our strategic missions is more is to preserve a lot of things, information, preserve our heritage and our history. And so this, a lot of the properties, especially in Covington, are more historic properties. And the center has been very active with renovating properties. And so this was something that we wanted to see happen as well, grow that sense of empowerment among the community, preserve properties, preserve that sense of our rich history in this area, because I think that really separates us from other regions. When people come here, I think they're amazed at the architecture and the community spaces that we have on both sides of the river. So I think being able to tap into that and provide people with those tools and then have people at the center, hopefully, with volunteers and our staff, Ken and Israel, to help answer questions, let people know how to use these certain tools and how to use it. Whereas, you know, librarians may not be the best people to tell you how to use those power tools. At least this one isn't. But people there at the center, hopefully we can build that sense of community. The building itself was a former barbershop. So it's one of the things I talk about is that can we foster that sense of a barbershop experience?
Where is this located exactly?
On 305 West Pike Street in Covington. So it's down there. People familiar with Glear's or the Anchor Grill, kind of in that general area of Covington. Kate can jump in and give better directions. I'm fairly new to the Covington
right across,
area myself.
Sort of at the intersection of Holman and Pike Street, across from the John G. Elementary School. Mm-hmm. The old Al's Barber Shop. Most people in Covington know it as Al's Old Barber Shop.
Al's Old Barber Shop. Okay.
Yeah.
The Library of Things, that's something that's a new concept to me.
Yeah, and I think that builds upon what Anne was referencing before, where people have long just associated us with books and eventually computers and media. But we've also kind of branched into those areas. A lot of other libraries around the country have been loaning tools or participating in tool rentals. Other places have done things like fishing poles or cake pans. But our things were more strategic. We wanted to be like geared towards the creative. So a lot of this coincides with our movement at the Erlanger location of the new Stream Center, which is going to be our in-house makerspace that they're working into the new construction at Erlanger's building. So Anne's working more as like the embedded librarian in the field, kind of engaging people at the local level. And then the larger makerspace would be part of our Stream Center. So when we branded Stream, it was more to kind of take STEM to bring in the arts, and then we bring in the R for reading. Because without reading, most of it's not possible.
So we've gone from STEAM to STREAM.
Yeah, okay. we take it to the nth degree. But.
And we are lending also. We have what we call maker kits. So we lend things like Raspberry Pi. We loan the robots I mentioned, Ozobots. We have these different kits that families can check out just to bring home and have a fun weekend with. So there's a virtual reality one. And they come with instructions, and of course, they also come with a stack of books. But the books help you learn, so you can see they're like the perfect example of how it goes together. It's reading is connected to an experience, and often a tool of some sort.
So, Paul, what kind of tools?
So we've got everything from basic tools like a rake or a shovel to more specialized tools like manual tillers or small cultivators for your garden. We have different things like an extension pole to put towards painting instruments or to change light bulbs that are in hard-to-reach locations. We've got power tools like reciprocating saws or like Dremel tools or multi-tools to wheelbarrows to large. You need to move a big boulder and you don't have the right tool. We have a large-scale dolly that you can borrow and move a boulder. So hopefully save some backs and labor in the process. But it's a wide-ranging things of two-hand dollies. We have, I'm trying to even think, scroll saws. We have
moisture
jigsaws.
Moisture
meters. Yeah, laser levels, moisture meters. So we try to do some different things on all different levels. Not everything hard power tools, but there's a belt sander. There's...
I should say, too, that we solicited ideas from the residents, too, which is one of the reasons why when we started with thinking about food, a lot of the tool desires out there were about home improvement. And so all of the events we've done so far, we have a big list where people put their requests on there. Here's the tool that I need once a year, and then we'll try to acquire the tools that the community's asking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had somebody inquire yesterday at the library about a pressure washer, and it's actually in the process of being prepared. So we're hoping to have that ready by by the time we open on July 1st.
Okay, so there's proper usage and safety considerations. So you're hoping you'll get volunteers who can teach people how to use these?
Well, yeah. So we have staff. So Ken and Israel are experienced and both inside and outside, mm-hmm. kind of the general handyman type people. And so they'll be our primary staff at the location. And
we just received a grant from the Elsa Sewell Foundation to pay for part-time staff for up to a year, which was a really great win for us. And then even without marketing this a bunch yet, since we're not quite open, we've gotten a lot of emails from retired. We've gotten a few emails from retired men who were contractors or mechanics who want to pitch in and either lead. We're going to do once mm-hmm. a month do-it-yourself workshops where people can learn new skills. So they want to lead those workshops. And they've also offered to maintain the tools. So if something breaks, they'll come in and make sure that all the tools are reliable and safe and then fix the ones that are broken. So,
and how will this work exactly, Paul? Is this like checking out a book?
And similarly, yes.
Okay, how do you do this?
Since it's not actually a library-staffed location, we're actually going to be using the library's app that has a self-check feature on it. So all of the items are cataloged and barcoded and added to the library's catalog system. So it'll go through our channels, but we'll be using the library's app. And if that doesn't work for whatever reason, the library staff will be ready on hand in Covington just to kind of accelerate that process or work through any issues. But so that's the gist of it. So anyone who has a library card, as long as they have an ID with them,
a Kenton County library card,
and that pretty much extends pretty good reach into our region, but for Kenton County for sure. So if they come in with their ID, and then we have the required waivers and agreement forms that you have to for terms of usage and things like that. So we have a few forms, paperwork for people to fill out. Not too painful, but a little bit of paperwork.
Is this available already, Paul, or is
we're in a kind of a beta testing phase right now. So we've been kind of experimenting through word of mouth just to kind of get some people in to let us work out the kinks. And we had four things checked out last Saturday, just to kind of get the ball rolling. And so we're working through it. But yes, our launch is planned for July 1st.
And to use Forge, is it the same thing? You have to have a Kenton County Library card?
We've been doing programming, and we don't check if you have a card or not. You can just come.
You can just come. So anybody in the region can come to that one. Mm-hmm. Somebody who lives in maybe Boone County, Hamilton County, can they get a Kenton County Library card?
Yes, they can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So pretty much any resident of the state of Kentucky is eligible to get a Kenton County card. And then we have reciprocal borrowing rights with Hamilton County and things like that. So we belong to a regional consortium of libraries called Southwest Ohio Neighboring Libraries. So any library system, if they have a card holder in that system, they're eligible to get a card in Kenton County.
Do you have classes about gardening that are associated with this, mm-hmm. right? Tell us about those.
Yeah, so the plan would be, and the first one's going to be July 19th. So our plan is to have the third Wednesday of every month. A 6 o'clock program is what we're going for right now. And so Gus Wolf, our other partner in this endeavor, is leading the first one. So his focus is on tree farming and all things outdoors. So he's going to be leading an exercise right now that's more geared towards keeping your plants alive and proper tree care for the hot summer months and things like that. So that's where he's going to be leading our first one. But yeah, we plan to hopefully engage those volunteers like that that Kate was referencing before, those people to hopefully share their communal knowledge in that community. So we want to kind of foster that sense of community and neighbors helping neighbors as part of this process. So we're hoping to bring in people that maybe have skills in masonry or, you know, construction and things like that, to kind of come in and teach those classes. So it's not all just gardening, but, you know, basic how-to plumbing, you know, electrical work or something like that, that we can help the everyday homeowner take care of their property a little bit better or improve it, hopefully.
And the coding class, mm-hmm. Is that open to anybody?
Absolutely.
How do people find out about that and get involved?
Well, we have – the Forge has a Facebook page, and we also have – we organize on our – meetup page, which is called Cincy Pie, and then we have a NKY Makers Club. So if you go to the meetup website, you can find it. And then through the library website, you can also find it.
And Paul, what about Empower Tools? Is there some way people can find information online about mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, so we're adding those kind of things on a daily basis. So we've been pulling this together. So Kate started us a Facebook page. So Covington Empower Tools, you can find us on Facebook. The library is in the process of adding that information to our website as well. And I'm sure we'll share that with the center. But getting in touch through one of us, we'll get you there. But the Facebook page for Empower Tools right now is the best way to get information about that program.
Sure. And people can always email covingtonempowertools@gmail.com to volunteer or ask for specific tools or suggest maybe a topic for the monthly do-it-yourself workshop, a skill that they would like to learn.
CovingtonPowerTools@gmail.com.
Empower Tools.
Mm-hmm. Covington Empower, excuse me. CovingtonEmpowerTools@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And there's links to more information about these programs. You can find those at WVXU.org. And Paul, Ann, and Kate, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Center for Great Neighborhoods Program Manager of Community Development, Kate Green, Kenton County Public Library Digital Librarian, Ann Schoenberger, and Manager of the Covington Branch of the Kenton County Public Library, Paul Durier.